Time. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Talking Sports Plus. We're aired on Wednesday, every Wednesday, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're so glad to have each and every one of those individuals join us by Facebook. And as I get ready to push the button on my, more or less on my Instagram account, they'll also be joining us. So that's awesome to be able to come. We got Blog Talk Radio going on as well. Talking Sports Plus is the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. We want you to be a part of this show. We want you to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line and share your thoughts about it's time for some championship football. So we're going to be talking about things dealing with championship football with all of the group of five, the power of five, as well as high school, historical black colleges and universities, and middle school in a lot of cases. So we're excited about coming. Now, the web link, if you want to check us out, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Wave Production. And if you just want to email the show, you can. That's talkingsportsplus@gmail.com. So check us out there. We're really excited about having a chance to come before you. You know, being blessed on what we call wonderful Wednesday. Most people say hump day. So hump day, if it's hump day for you, fine. I think it's wonderful Wednesday. We're being blessed. And actually 9 days from now, we'll get an opportunity to show our blessing by giving and day of thanks, because it will be Christmas Day, the day our Lord and Savior was born. And we just want to make sure you share with family members. If you know anything, we'll tell your family members that you love them. And that's what it's all about. Tell your friends that you love them, because that's what life is all about, being able to tell people that you love them, because Christmas is coming. If you feel like you're going to be lonely during Christmas, we don't want you to be alone. The Lord is there right there with you. He's in the midst. But I want to keep in mind, call a family member. Tomorrow's show we have is our Love Cafe. We're going to talk about some things to make your Christmas bright. You see how love can play a major part in you being successful in Christmas. For tonight, we're talking sports. Now, we also want to let you know we're being broadcast on Facebook. And we're being broadcast on Facebook. I'm telling you, it's awesome. Thank those individuals. One on Instagram and the ones on Blog Talk Radio is not sure exactly how to get in touch with through Facebook. That is facebook.com/DRLDalberto Smith. You can check us out. On Instagram, as always, that's Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, 15. Check us out. We want you to be a part of it. I thank each and every. We have some individuals to add all. And I'm going to say Naya, is that Wellborn? Naya Nicole Wellborn joined us. Latae Pickett, and she's is the author, the CEO, the founder of, my mind just gets inspired to inspire. You know, I also see other people down that have ministry, and I get caught up trying to make sure I remember all of them. That's inspired to inspire. I always tell her she inspired me to inspire, to do the things I'm doing, being blessed here. Also, we have joining us from out of Berkeley, California, none other than the founder and the CEO of Behind the Mask Ministry. So we have two ministries that's working and being a part of the show. Thank you so much. All the way out in Berkeley, California. So we're all truly, but we thank Denise for taking time. This ministry is Denise Stephanie out in Berkeley, California. We also have Lissette St. James. Thank you, Lissette, for joining us. Thank you, truly. I see your name pop up and being a loyal watcher. It is always good. Each and every one of you all are loyal watchers, and we thank you for taking time for being a part of this. As well as names beginning to pop up on Instagram as well, we thank those individuals. As soon as they got handles, they show them or read off there as well. Now, what we want to make sure to do tonight, we're going to take time to talk as soon as my co-hosts and each and every one of them get an opportunity to give us a shout-out, call in, and be a part of. We have several co-hosts that we thank for volunteering their time, because this is what it's all about. These individuals volunteer their time, and by doing that, we have an opportunity just to have a lot of thoughts from different areas. In a particular state, but all parts of the state. We're so glad, but all over the country have you to call in and say, I want to be a part of this. First, young person, which is a young lady. She's the lady of the hour. And when she joins us, you know, she always bring it. She's called the queen, and none other than Coach Lauren D. Smith, and her Twitter account is @coach_L_Smith. We also have a young man from North Alabama. He worked up in the school system up there as a coach, has won 6 girls middle school basketball championship, 5 boys middle school championship, as well as 2 middle school football championship, none other than the King, we call him, Coach Tremaine Edwards. And you can tweet him at Tremaine Edwards with the number 7. Also, we have joining us from time to time the well-known young man that spent many, many years in Alabama High School Athletic Association, retired now, and we call him Touchdown Tony. It's Coach Touchdown Tony Stallworth. Also, we have our radio personality. We're so glad to have this young man as a part of it. He comes in from time to time. He's on our local station, the Big KD. Our several areas in Central Alabama, 95.7, 94.1, none other than my fraternity brother, as well as Coach Tony Stallworth, my fraternity brother, of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, none other than the radio personality, Daryl E-Train Elliott. Thank Daryl so much. Then we also have another millennial, and Coach Smith was a millennial. They're joining us. That's Coach Cameron Gilman. And last but not least, this young man has been joining the show for about a month now, and we're so glad to have him. He comes in, he's been a regular, and I look for him to call in anytime soon. Hills from South Central Alabama. He's a loyal person to young people. He works in the school system, but besides that, he's given his time on every other day, most likely except Sunday, as a high school official in football, basketball, and softball, as well as baseball. None other than, I give him a shout out and say he's soon to be, hopefully, my brother, that's Coach Marvin Smith. Thank you so much. Those are the individuals that join us, and they haven't called in quite yet, but we're going to have an awesome show. As soon as they call in, they can add to what we're going to talk about. As I stated to you, this network, which is Talking Sports Plus, is a talk show that focuses on historical black colleges and universities, high school, middle school, athletic, and southeastern part of the United States. Well, we also expanded to the professional rank, to the Power of 5, the NCAA, in football, basketball, baseball, whatever it may, as well as the Group of 5, the Division 2 as well. So we try not to omit anybody when we're talking sports here. As I said, we're being broadcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Blog Talk Radio. And before I move any further, I do have that young man that's joining us. I said he serves the public by giving his efforts and his time to make sure our young people is governed like they should be on a football field or basketball court or baseball field or softball field, whatever it may be. None other than giving him a shout out as soon as I make him live. That's Coach Marvin Smith. How you doing, Marvin?
Coach, how you doing? How you doing? What's happening? How you doing, big brother?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, my brother. I'm telling you, it's awesome to have you on here. And hopefully, Touchdown Tony or George, either Coach Edwards or Coach Smith or Coach Gilbert, even there, he'll join us later on. But I'm glad to have you on because we got a lot we want to talk about tonight. And we want to focus on our title, which is time for championship football. And we're at that point now. This is a big weekend. This is championship weekend coming up. You got all of the conferences playing their championship because of the decision to see who's going to make the college football playoff will be decided on Sunday. And around about 2 or something, it's after lunch. And we're hearing who's going to be the team that's playing in the two bowls on New Year's Day and the championship bowl down in Miami, which is the Orange Bowl. You have the Sugar Bowl going to be played on January the 1st. 2 of the representatives will be there. And also out in the Rose Bowl, the 2 representatives are going to be there. So that's what we're looking at, championship time. It's time to make this thing do what it do. I tell everybody, MIDWID, Midwest. We ready. Me with it. Let's make it go, Bob. Let's make it happen. Let's
make
jump on some things. We got some major topics here, but before I get to that topic, I know you want to talk about it because you called it out last week, dealing with Auburn University. But before you do that, I got some breaking news. The Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, which is called the CIAA, opted out of the 2021 basketball season. There will be no games. The tournament was canceled, and all of the teams decided to opt out. The first team that opted out was Virginia State University. The CIAA is a historical black college and university conference. They opted out to no longer play. So the commission decided that we're just going to play it because there's too many teams opting out. So it will not be a CIAA basketball tournament. Why that's so significant? The CIAA basketball tournament is one of the most well-known historical black colleges basketball tournaments in the world. Everybody know them. Everybody try to get there. It's a fashion show, and it's good basketball. It's just exciting to be at. But it won't happen this year because the conference has opted out not to play in the basketball. Also, the Historical Black Conference, the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, which is the Division I AA Conference, or FCS, of the Historical Black Colleges and Universities, have decided to adjust their schedule for the Spring Football 2020 because they had two teams to opt out. The two teams are Florida A&M University and Bethune-Cookman College decided not to play this spring and come back this fall. So the MEAC decided to reschedule their spring football schedule. And in this schedule, they include that each division team will play another one of the division teams from the North or South division. They will play either twice or play their division twice. So they're going to end up with making a schedule work out that they are definitely assured four games, but they're going to make sure they play each other because they're down to, I think, four in the North, you know, and four in the South because they lost Hampton. They lost them before, and then now they lost FAMU. They lost Bethune-Cookman, so they don't have enough teams that they think they can go through a schedule by division. So they decide to let them play each other twice. So that's something hot off the press, and we want to share with you. That's the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, which is called the MEAC, will not be have a full schedule where they play seven different teams or five different teams. They're going to play in their division, the North Division and the South Division. They're going to end up playing those teams twice. So, and I'll run the schedule right quick, Marvin, and we'll get started with our discussion about championship football. The schedule for the spring for the MEAC looks like this. On Saturday, February the 20th, you have Delaware State at Morgan State, North Central, Carolina Central at South Carolina State, Norfolk State at Howard. Then on the next week, the 27th, you have South Carolina State at North Carolina A&T. Then on the Saturday, March the 5th, you have Howard at Delaware, North Carolina Central at North Carolina A&T. Then you have Norfolk State at Morgan State. Then you come back on the 20th of March, Delaware State at Norfolk State, Morgan State at Howard, and then you got South Carolina State at North Carolina Central. And that begins to rotate and flip over to finish out the season. The last game and the championship game will conclude on the 3rd of April. So that's the MEAC football schedule. I'm sorry. The season will conclude on the 3rd. But the last championship, what you call the MEAC football championship game, will be played on Saturday, April the 17th. Check it out if you're interested in going. And then, you know, the FCS, which is a football championship subdivision playoff, begins on Saturday the 24th. So there will be a playoff this spring for the FCS. And probably for Division II, Division III, and NAIA, we're going to have those championships. So look forward to seeing some sport, some football. The same thing will happen in the SWAC, meaning they'll be starting theirs up in February, and they have up to six scheduled games. The option to get seven, then the championship game will be played on May 4th, if I'm not mistaken. So That's how we're looking for the historical black colleges and universities, the Division I AAFCS, they call it, teams, and that's your Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference up on the Atlantic Coast, from Howard, from Maryland, all the way, Maryland Eastern Shore, all the way down. It used to be into Florida, but, you know, the teams in Florida stepped out and went to the SWAC. So at least down to South Carolina. Then you have the Southwest Athletic Conference running from now on from Florida, which at one time it went in Florida over to Texas. So those teams make up that division. So that's the Gulf Coast. So this is what we're talking about. It's going to be some changes, COVID-19 affecting everything. Mom, let's get started with our discussion in regards to Auburn football. Let's talk some Auburn football. Where do Auburn
War Eagles?
Since they decide to fire Mazon, Gus Bus Wheel is gone now. I think the bus picked his furniture up and took it on. But you share some things in regard to the decision that comes to, because you said he needed to be gone last week, and your wish came true. Just share some thoughts on that. Why you even thought he needed to be out of there?
It was time for a change. It didn't seem like the program was stagnant. The program wasn't growing. The program wasn't moving. It was inconsistency that he had in the 8 years that he was there. We may have a okay season with two losses here, then come back. Then we're going to get four losses, go back, may get three. We had like one season when we went 7-1 in the Southeastern Conference and got to the SEC championship with him and lost to Georgia. But Marvin just made the decision, man, to say, hey, we're going to give you $21 million to go sit at home. It's a lot of money, Dr. Smith. That's a lot of money.
Yes,
$11 million of it have to be paid in 30 days. So it was a win. But as a competitor, as a coach, you know, as a coach, your pride kick in. Even though the money is there, but your pride would kick in and say, hey, did I do enough? Or did I, you know, what could I have done different? But as far as the coaches search go, you know, you hear some names. You hear Hugh Freeze. You hear the coach out there, Oregon. Then I wouldn't be surprised because of all the money that Auburn is paying out. I wouldn't be surprised if it happened if Kevin Steele become the head coach. What do you think about that?
And I'm glad you asked me that. I really think that could be a possibility because the discussion even last week was in regards to the money that in some cases Auburn was still paying out for coaches who have been there or they just completed paying those people's salaries that they had or their buyouts. So you're talking about a list of three to four people. Matter of fact, elected to the House of to the Senate, the U.S. Senate, Tommy Tuberville was still getting his little bit on the pot where it was left when he got fired from Auburn University. I really think that it was heading that way. I think what really kept him in the job, Marvin, you can kind of come in on this whenever you get an opportunity once I finish talking. Him beating Alabama, every other year, it seemed like if it's not every 2 years, he would be a thorn in your major state university that's competing against you for players and competing to each year to call the Iron Bowl. So he was holding his own with Nick Saban up there at the University of Alabama. He was holding his own in certain instances with other SEC teams. However, as Brother Marvin said, the inconsistency of 3 years this year, three losses last year, four losses this year, two to three losses the year before. And if you are at any school and you knew you're competing against your rival that's almost 100-something miles, and they're every year they either win in 10, 11 games. Even though you may beat them, you say, well, okay, they're getting a chance to go for national championship. We're going for Iron Bowl championship. That leads to being mediocre. And you don't want to be mean. You want to be competitive. You want to be able to compete at a high level. So Gus had 8 years. You know, the bus was rolling because out of 8 years, if I'm not mistaken, Bob, you can come back and kind of help me out on this. I think he at least beat Alabama 4 times. So if I'm not mistaken, he split the deal. And then he got the upper hand because he was able to win when he was the offensive coordinator. So he has the upper hand on that. And it's not many people. Most of Nick Saban's disciples have not done that. He have not done that.
Gus
they have
was
not
39
done that.
And 27.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He was 39. He was 39 and 27. That's not cutting it in the SEC. That don't in the 8 year span. That don't cut it, Dr. Smith. But I tell you what, I am surprised and more or less surprised. I would say surprised and happy at the same time. Was today was the early signing period for college football, and we landed 12 commitments who committed to Auburn. They didn't commit to the coach. You know, they committed to the University of Auburn, and 12 good. Even signed a quarterback in this class, a 4-star quarterback out of Texas. So that's going to be interesting with the new coach, whoever the new coach is coming in as well. As you know, Bo Nix there, but that'll be interesting to have a quarterback with that caliber behind Bo Nix or whatever to compete for the job.
Awesome. Not to cut you off there, Mom, but we do have Coach Touchdown Tony Stallworth, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Join us, Coach Stallworth. You hear what we are? We're talking about Auburn University and the firing of Gus Malzahn, where they go from here, and also high effect recruiting. How you doing, Coach?
My brothers to be. How are we tonight? Listening to you gentlemen talk diplomatically about Gus and the bus. The bus has run out of gas, and Gus has to move on. Marvin, you did a good job of discipling, making excuses for a job undone, but you also was definitive, Dr. Smith, by saying what he has done to Alabama. But I tell you what, the best contract in the world is to sign one with Auburn, because you're guaranteed to get paid and get fired at the same time. How do you lose?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can.
You know I'm gonna tell it like this. Y'all trying to make it look good. I'm like the old professor. I'll put the hay out there where the goat could get it. Gus came in, did what he had to do. He talked to Tuberville, Kissing, and they all said, "It's time to go now."
Hey, man.
It's over. It was a good ride.
Yes. But it was
Coach,
a good ride for him.
Coach, he going out on the high horns, though.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But people don't understand, there's a difference between what Gus does, there's a difference between what the coaches have to do at Alabama and Auburn and what the coaches have to do at Alabama. Alabama is
exactly.
All or nothing. Auburn is beat
that's
Alabama
right.
Or nothing.
There you go. It's a high bowl champion or nothing, eh? I don't think that's ultimately how they start off, but sometimes when you see at a point, you see that will be the biggest reward you can get. And it'll be okay sometime to decide who's going to go to the SEC championship have to go through the Iron Bowl. And all both teams had their opportunities. And just like, it ain't like Gus just totally failed at what he was trying to accomplish. you know, he made some decision. We all do as coaches that might not have been right. Decision on even on what quarterback you thought would be or what player you thought. And a lot of times players see that and they kind of back off. But we'll get to what Marvin brought up as well. Marvin brought up about recruiting. You know, today is early signing. For those individuals joining, not sure, December the 16th is early signing. That's where the players that are going to be playing in 21-22 will be able to sign. And that the changing of the coach do affect you a little bit because I saw some standing as of a certain point. Yes.
I heard little brother Marvin talking about the signing period. But let me just validate that by taking that to another level. I'm also looking at the top three schools with the best signing class are, number one, Alabama, number two, Ohio State, number three, Clemson, and number four, Georgia. So one or two players is what we always just get. But we can't get to know what class. The class without class is the players. But I do say that. You got to have something. But that's what that's what the market is. The market is the best class each year in, year out. That's why we are where we are. And I'm gonna tell you something. You can run Josh off, you can run the next coach off. But you gotta get somebody, you gotta be in that top 5 or 6 class. Or you're not gonna be with the market team now. I'm just telling you. That's proven.
That's true. That's real talk right there.
Waste money hiring coach. You better put that money in that brown bag and get you some players.
There you go. Somebody dropping stuff because they can. At this point, they don't seem like improving. You can tell on yourself because Odell Beckham stood out at the championship game and handed out hundreds. My God, everybody said nothing's gonna happen. Okay, yeah, right. You know, so sometimes you can be open with it, and sometimes you can be quiet with it. So the point is, they're not going up in the school with these competitive lawyers now. Go ahead, on, bro.
Odell Beckham used to be at the commodity line. He was just handing it out.
Hey, I know that we're going to get to the next subject, but before we do, I didn't want to tell y'all this. If Gus hadn't been at Auburn, he can go to the University of Recovery coach up there in Alabama. That's where all the coaches go to recovery. It's like I'm going to go get my career back. I'm going to go sit up under Nick Thompson. Capacity and get my career back. And then I get another coaching job. But he just did it all, but he can't go up there.
But here's the caveat before we move on. You take that $23 million and don't go nowhere else. You ain't got to recover nowhere. You go to the beach.
Don't have to do anything. Just sit at it or go to the broadcast booth like a lot of them do and put their career back together and then come back. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all. Call in numbers 347-857-4192. Press 1, and we're going to make sure we get you online and share your thoughts. Several people joining us. We have Belinda Davis joining us, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much as well for joining us. Also, I want to run some sponsorship out. We want to congratulate the Democrat nominee for the State Senate District 26, Kurt Hatchett. He's a voice. He's our voice. He's our vision. He was elected yesterday to represent the Democratic Party in the general election in regards to the State Senate seat 26, and that will be in March. He will be going against William Green. So we say congratulations to Kurt Hatchett, who was a part of our show 3 times. He's been on Talking Real to You, and we so appreciate he took the time, and we want to make sure we give him this shout-out because he really thanks everybody for voting for him. And I'll say, Kurt, continue doing what you're doing. Your honesty, your transparency, and your ethical part is really important. And the next thing we want to give a shout-out to the sponsors here, the Operation Blue Hope, presented by Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. I'm sorry, the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Georgiana Memorial Funeral Home, Southern Spirit and Brew, the town of Georgiana, as well as some council town councilmen. We're going to have a live remote broadcast handled by WKYN, WKXN 95.7, the Big KD, featuring our fraternity brother. So proud to have him a part of this awesome chapter and this fraternity. Brother Dale E. Train Elliott, we're going to join the, come out and join us in the community. That's what it's about, the community of Butler County, but we're going to be housed in Georgiana, and it's going to be at the Georgiana Memorial Funeral Home. It's a drive and go. Sunday, December the 20th, 2:30 to 4:30. If you want to find out more about it, because I'm just running over it fast, pretty fast, and making all kinds of mistakes here, call Brother Marvin Smith, 334-549-050, or Brother Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, 334-301-8775. Call us and be a part of that, especially if you're in Montgomery, Butler, or any of those counties. You want to join and support feeding the people of Butler County. It's awesome. Specifically, we're going to be in Georgiana, and that's what it's all about. All right, let's kind of move to our next topic. Let's talk about Ohio State. Tell me your thoughts on this, brother, in regards to Ohio State. Almost, to me, receiving a bye to get into first in their championship game. And it's, to me, maybe in the college football playoff, they may be one of the top four best teams. But what's your thoughts on that? When I understand our condition, where COVID-19 ravaged a lot of the team, as well for those conferences who was able to get 10 games, some of them got 11 games, and have representatives that are, who have at least 10 to 11 games. What's your thoughts with only 5 games now in a possibly 6 game? Let me hear your thoughts on that, my brothers.
I think really what you have is when you allow conferences to set standards on how they want to deal with the COVID situation going forward, is when you put a situation that could become an issue at the end, because nobody could predict how this COVID was going to land. SEC, again, like I said a couple of weeks ago, made a very good decision about starting, because if you get ahead, then you're already there. What I have a problem with Ohio State and the conference is how they are changing in the middle of the stream just to, with no justification, just to get in. I think that's where NCAA and the big powers to be should come in and try to maybe get involved in that. But if you look at it, they want to stay out of it because they gave them that independent means of making the decision going forward, and they're putting COVID as a common denominator. But the bottom line is, if Ohio State is in, the market goes up. Everybody gets paid. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. But it goes back to what we said last week. If you go back and look at these comparisons, this weekend going to decide some things, too, and it could decide some things for Ohio State, or it could be a situation where Ohio State, it may be an advantage for Ohio State, because you've got four teams playing that one, maybe two of those may be subjected to not being in because of. So, yeah, this thing's going to get going to take a twist. But, again, I think what the powers to be was allowed Ohio State and everybody to make a decision how they want to justify playing in the COVID. But what they didn't do is get involved in that second decision they made just to make sure they'd be in the championship bowl or championship without enough wins. Now, see, what you're doing is you got a standard that you set by saying how many games you have to play. But when you went back and allowed the teams to make a decision about playing, they should have made sure that you don't violate that. But it's just one of those situations that hypothetically, or should I say, don't usually happen. But I think being in control, I think they should have had some say in that. It's just it's hard for them to buy the big powers when it comes to that big money. And TV revenue right now is what everybody's going to be on top of so far as payday, because ain't nobody filling the stands. Ain't nobody in the stadiums now. Think about that. But everybody's exactly going to be putting that button in front of that TV.
That's yes, Stephen A. Smith. Stephen yes, A. Smith, yeah. Star Wars. Yeah, you trying to sugarcoat it, and at the end of the day, I got a question. Listen, I got a question for you, Stephen A. Listen to me. My question is, how many games do you got to win to get eligible for bowl?
6.
I rest my case. That's why Ohio State going to get in the bowl. That's why they going to get in there. Then you said something was very important. Ain't nobody in them stands. Ain't nobody in them stands. Don't nobody want to see no Alabama play Coastal Carolina. I don't care how Coastal Carolina is undefeated. Don't nobody want to see that. Ain't nobody been to pay and watch no TV, watch nothing like that. They want to see the big dog.
Cincinnati get in or not. Ain't about that this year.
Listen, man, like you say, I ain't finna sugarcoat it. They want the big dogs in there for everybody can get paid. TV got to get paid. Schools got to get paid. Ain't nobody
in
the paying.
If you got a high-control candidate on each one of the four teams, you definitely going to get the
revenue. Absolutely. Man, all they want Ohio State to get six games. That's all you is to get bowl eligible. And you got, you just said, you got a Heisman Trophy candidate on every team. Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Matt Jones, and what's my other school I'm missing? Notre Dame. Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So you can add two
from Alabama. So you can add two from Alabama on that. They're going to be on the field.
Devontae Smith, you're absolutely right.
No, I'm sorry.
They don't want to see six. Huh?
Two and a half.
You got
your running back, quarterback, and a wide receiver.
Yeah.
But we don't. If Alabama slip and lose to Florida, they in. Don't even worry about that. Alabama, you can pencil them in. You can pencil Notre Dame in.
That's true.
Whatever happens, you can pencil Notre Dame in.
They already beat Clemson.
That's right. If Clemson beat them, you can pencil them in. They're gonna put you two ACC teams in the championship game. And all Ohio State got to do is go beat Northwestern, and all they got to do is just juggle it. When you gonna have a rematch? You gonna have a rematch between Clemson and Notre Dame, a three-peat?
Mm-hmm.
Or they gonna juggle them and make them not play each other and put Ohio State somewhere in Alabama. But either way, them 14 is penciled in unless it's something crazy happening this weekend. And that's all I got to say about that.
And you said a mouthful, my brother. You said a mouthful. You means a whole lot what you're saying here, because we're talking about money now. Look at some of the money that all these Power Five and even Group of Five, even some of your historical back colleges couldn't even function and wasn't going to be able to function because of COVID-19. So you're talking about making sure on the College Football Playoff Committee, making sure that on the 1st, everybody is sitting in front of that television. On the 11th, everybody's sitting in front of that television. All the sponsorship is put toward that so the money can be spread out so we can make some of this money back. It's all about money, because we can be realistic and we can play with it. COVID-19, as we said, is nothing to play with. It's fortunate enough we made it through a season to get to an opportunity to play this, but people still lost money because they could not participate in a lot of the other sports as well. So it kind of shut them out, looking at the money lost from the basketball in the spring and looking at the money that's going to be lost for a lot of schools in football because no fans in the stadium. So this playoff is a different kind of playoff. It's for getting the four best teams, but besides that, the four teams that are going to put people in their seats at their house. That's what it's all about, brother.
It's revenue,
and that's what it is. This your comeback from dealing with the ravaging of COVID-19, the pandemic, is to make sure football can make some money from this. Not only the schools, but you got to remember the NCAA and the College Football Playoff Committee. Everybody making money, and nobody want to be short. So that's what we're looking at. We're looking at a situation in that manner where that's why we're making sure if Ohio State just win the ball game. It doesn't matter what happened with Notre Dame and Clemson. You still in Alabama, those two of them are probably already seated in. The other two, and Clemson lose now. That's another little thing we got to look at. And there's going to be some talk about that. Let's talk about that for about 2 or 3 minutes. What's y'all thoughts on what does Clemson lose? Are they still in or are they out?
They out.
They should be out.
They out, and they got. Then you'll squeeze another SEC team in there. That's where Texas A&M will squeeze up in there. Like even if Ohio State loses,
stop that right there, little brother, mom. I'm gonna help you out a little bit.
Well, help me out.
I like the fact you hit on the right road, but I'm going to close the deal with you. You're exactly right by Texas A&M, because if Alabama beat Florida, guess who else beat Florida? Texas A&M. And they're not going to have another loss. Yeah, Clemson ass out. Should be out. No doubt they should be out. They win, they in, because they're already saying that they didn't have a starting quarterback when they lost. So if they win, they in. But if they lose, ain't no way you keep them in.
Can I ask a question with that though?
But see, yeah. Florida losing,
Alabama got in with two losses.
Yeah, but listen,
I'm talking to Dr. Smith because he's an Alabama fan. Alabama got in there with two losses.
Yeah, you right about that now? But here's the deal,
huh?
2 years ago.
Alabama had two losses.
Not no two losses.
Yes, they did.
Yes, they did. They lost to Auburn and then they lost to Ole Miss or somebody up in the regular season. And got
in.
And got in there. So
they got in because they won the SEC championship game.
No, they ain't win the SEC that year. They stand out.
Alabama's never been a two-loss team. You can check the records. Never been a two-loss team got a chance to be in there. They had got it with one loss. And they won champions.
Alabama ain't missed the playoff one time.
Oh, I know what happened. Alabama,
yeah, but
Alabama,
it won two losses.
Alabama 2 years in a row went with one loss each year. That's what it was.
Yeah, and they didn't win their conference, and they still got in.
They won
it. No, but they never been a two-loss team.
I stand to be correct because that's the year Auburn beat them, and they didn't win the SEC, but they still got in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got in, yeah. So, but that's what we're talking about.
Question is, no, Clemson ain't getting in there, then.
Okay. No, they're not getting in. But Dabo said that they think they deserve to be in if they have two losses. And I'm going to tell Dabo, I don't think it need to be nothing but like everybody else, going down that slide, sliding down that slide. Y'all have a good time on the slide while everybody else playing. That's what I think you need to do. But that's what it's all about. That's what we're talking about. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling out the last four digits of your cell or telephone number that asks you off your location, then come with your expertise. All right, let's talk about this Heisman thing. And we want to make sure we talk about the Heisman because the numbers are showing, the betting odds are showing there's a possibility two players from the same team is favored to win the Heisman. And the thing about it, one can't win it without the other. How do you separate? Because the quarterback going to have to throw it to the receiver. The receiver going to have to catch it and do what he normally do. But what's y'all thoughts on that? In regards to the Heisman two favorites, they said Matt Jones and Devontae Smith.
Well, Devontae Smith, to me, seems to be a lot more superior than any of the candidates because of he runs right, or run routes superior. He's caught the ball for three different damn quarterbacks. They both were either won the Heisman or had those candidates or in the league, and now both starred. He's the guy that anywhere on the field he draws everybody's attention. And I can't throw. I got Tommy Johns all over me. But hell, if I didn't have it, hell, I can throw to him. No disrespect to Mike Jones, because I feel that he's the best in a long time being a pocket quarterback. Prototype style. And let's just say he at the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. That makes him. But let me just tell you, this kid we're talking about now, Smith, he's far-fetched from being, well, to me, more superior than any of the candidates because he can do so much without anybody else or with anybody. So I just think he's out there. I think he's a landslide. And just think, he somewhat took a back seat to Russ and Judy last year to a certain extent and didn't lose a beat before they got to training camp. He's right back where he started before. So, you know, I guess he's smart enough to say, you know what, it don't matter when, no matter who, I'm going to do what I do. That's my take.
Exactly. Go ahead on.
83 catches, 1,327 yards, 15 touchdowns, average 16 yards a catch. Desmond Howard didn't have them stats when he won the Heisman Trophy. And he was a receiver, right?
That's right.
Right.
Huh?
And then probably the last one.
Devontae Smith.
But Desmond Howard was a punt return man, too. He was an also a punt
return.
Devontae
Smith doing. Look what Devontae Smith mm-hmm. doing now.
Yeah, he had.
They are moving him back there.
And I tell you, who would – now, I have no problem with that, but, you know, it's always been a quarterback. That's been the talk, quarterback award. But the bottom line is, you take – if Waddle was still helping, what would you think he would be? You see what I'm saying? That because he's a punt return and a kickoff return man. Devontae is doing it. You know, he had one run. You know what I'm saying? That kept him in the talk. So I'm just saying he's not consistently doing it, but he's catching that ball. So I don't know. We'll see. But it's good to have those two players up there competing. But this could change if Trevor Lawrence have an awesome game against Notre Dame, great defense. Even Kyle Trask have a great game against Alabama. That could put maybe one or two of them back in the picture because as quarterbacks, you know, that'll put it back. That's just the punters are talking here. It's your thoughts on it. Share your thoughts on it. And that's what it's all about. What do you think about Trevor Lawrence getting back with a super game against Notre Dame? What do you think about Kyle Trask putting up 50 points on Alabama? What do you think that'll get him back in the Heisman Trophy? Because he was leading until last weekend.
I think the LSU loss hurt him, though. Hmm. And he didn't have his best receiver, but the LSU loss hurt him, though.
Let me help all of us so we can move on, because what we're doing here is the what else. Here's the definite. How many candidates do they usually take before they select one?
Four,
right?
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Four.
So them guys, y'all name Dr. Smith. Them guys, y'all name them. It don't matter damn whether they have a good game or not. They still going, but it won't matter about them going. This boy right here already won that. First of all, he's gonna be in the championship. He's gonna be in the championship game. I wouldn't care what happened along the way. If Dante Smith shoot up in the championship game, I guarantee I ain't watched the game yet. He ain't had a breakthrough. I'm telling you. He's relentless. He, to me, kind of like that. What's that kid used to be at Florida? Hershey Harvey? Is that his name?
Hershey Harvey was there.
Yeah. He's just a cut above, one of a kind. The rest of them got
you can take Devontae Smith. You can take Devontae Smith and put him on any team, and he's gonna stand out. But you can't take Matt Jones and put him on any team and be a great quarterback.
I agree.
But you got to remember, since he's on this team, that makes him that great quarterback. That's what you got to remember. That doesn't make because he's on this team. So the thing about
you
it, by having all that talent around him, you can't put him, you're right, you can't put him on another team. But you got to be realistic, he's on this team. And that's why his odds is favorable for him to win it. He's favorable
to
win it.
You just told me before the show started, we're talking about the recruit class. That's why. You just got the number one recruit class every year.
Well, you can't punish the man because he got talent around it. This ain't all about making. He got to,
you know what?
He got to give him credit. He come in, threw the ball around, getting enough people to catch it.
You know what I'm sitting here saying to myself?
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting here saying to myself that this same guy we're talking about now, Jones,
mm-hmm.
In practice has thrown to four of the best receivers that have ever come to Alabama. Mm-hmm. Want me to name them? Ruggs.
Yep.
Judy. What's old better name that's hurt right now?
Waller.
Yeah, Waller.
And Smith.
Yep.
He ain't got no reason not to be damn good. He wasn't throwing in no slouch.
Yeah. But you remember that was only at the end of the season.
And he stood third behind two of the best quarterbacks that ever come out of there.
Yeah.
People don't want to give Hurt his credit. That's why he's still in it. Because what they don't want to give him, it makes them go just that much harder. Just like they didn't want to give him
exactly.
a job at Philadelphia. All he wanted was a chance and opportunity. He's a storybook. He's a 30-30 exactly. guy that's still, the clock still ticking on his 30-30. I like to read that when he gets through, because he got a story, buddy. He got a story.
That's awesome. All right. We're going to have to move the agenda. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. We just want to make sure you check out those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and Georgetown Memorial Funeral Home and Southern Spirit and Brew on Operation Blue Hope, where they're feeding the community of Georgiana on this Sunday at 2:30 through 4:30. And this is December the 20th. It's a drive-in go, so check them out down in Butler County. That's Butler County, Alabama. That's Georgetown, Alabama. So make sure you check them out, support them, join them, go and just wave and take pictures and clap with them and see the job they're doing. That's what they're doing. And we're going to have a live remote broadcast with our own frat brother, Darryl E. Train Elliott at the Big KD, WKXN 95.7. Check them out on Sunday at 2:30. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, Georgiana Memorial Funeral Home, Southern Spirit and Brew. Check them out on Sunday. All right, let's kind of move this a little bit because the other one is something we can talk about. Let's talk about signing day. Let's talk about a particular school that begin to sign players like they've fallen out of the woodwork. In the historical black college and university, let's talk about the success of Jackson State coach Deion Primetime Sanders. He's flipping one of the number one defensive back in the country from Georgia to having him go to Jackson State. And there are eight other more that have changed and transferred. What's your thoughts on that? What is Primetime doing down there in Jackson, Mississippi?
Showing up to somebody high?
With a big bag.
Run around.
He ain't got to have no bag. Run around snatching players like he's snatching them. It's like he's snatching them pieces on that commercial. And when he snatched them players, can't nobody know about to catch it.
There you go.
But
well, he's grabbing now. He's grabbing. Matter of fact, he got his two sons. One of his oldest boys leave South Carolina. He's transferred to that Shadura Sanders.
Yep.
That's the young one. And then the oldest one is Shiloh Sanders, a defensive back from South Carolina. He's leaving South Carolina to come down there and be with his daddy. So he's putting all these Division I players. And we just want to see what's going to happen. It's definitely what he came there for. They wanted to bring some life to their program, and they're getting life. So Jackson State, make it do what it do. We look forward to seeing y'all in the spring. I'm sorry, in the fall.
Yeah, fall.
Of 2021 on the field. So the spring is already set. Just quickly get our thoughts on that, and we're gonna slide out of here because we got a couple of things in regards to other state championship, but we're gonna move forward. What's your thoughts? Just talk about prime time. What is prime time doing?
Well, if I had a son that was a defensive back, and I'm sure you and little brother Smith would agree with this, a defensive back, and Georgia likes him. And Deion, one of the greatest ever played the game at defensive back at Jackson State. We all know kids ain't going to school anyway getting on a degree. We know what they're going for. No offense to degrees, but, hey, the market is high in the business of what? Professional sports.
Once you
learn your ABCs and how to conduct a little bit of business affairs and not get your damn agent and be done with it, you're ready to roll. So why would you waste time going to Georgia to maybe come a candidate for this or that or get in the draft when you can go to Jackson State with Deion as a defensive back when you guarantee? I mean, you got your agent right there with you. I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, that is the reason why I said 3 weeks ago, I think me and you, Dr. Smith, about 3 weeks ago, a month ago, that those guys are going in the sweat now. It's going to be a market for the SWAC for recruitment in and to get kids to the next level from the SWAC. It's just a benefit. And everybody's going to jump on that wagon. If you don't jump on that wagon, that wagon going to pass you right on back. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Exactly.
If that's my son, it wouldn't matter about where he's going. It's what he's going to get out where he's going. Because it's all the same way we're trying to get him. We're trying to get him to the next level. Deion, get it there. Especially if he's a defensive back. No-brainer.
Exactly.
Deion Sanders said he's looking for some dogs. Now, with that being said, he had one to transfer from Mississippi State. He had one to transfer from Tennessee. He had one to transfer to commit to him from Florida State. He had one to transfer to commit to him from Missouri. He had one to transfer to him from South Carolina. Okay. All that being said, but did you see the coaching staff that Deion Sanders had, all that NFL experience that he got on his coaching staff? One capacity or another, from linebacker coach to wide receiver coach, have been some capacity to the NFL. So, with that being said, you got a shot. If you are able enough to play and you one of them dogs he talking about, he got some 3 stars, 4 stars. He's looking for dogs. Deion Sanders, it don't matter about the stars. Because Bobby Knight used to say it all the time in basketball. You can't find and tell him that these are top 100 kids that go to play basketball when all these kids that can play. You just got to find the right one for the right system, and you'll be successful. But with that being said, I hope Alabama State tear them up, though.
That's what we want. We want you to put your meat in the seat. If you ain't ready to go in the spring, make sure you're ready to go in the fall. We got to see how we're going to stand with COVID-19, but everybody think we're going to be where we need to be in the fall. So let's make it do what it do, and let's support our university. Historical Black College is on the come up because we see the SWAC conference going to be very strong in the fall because you will have the addition of Florida A&M, the addition of Bethune-Cookman, as well as addition of Primetime with his first class. And his first class will be one just to be talking about. So we look forward to having an awesome HBCU spring as well as a fall. We're at the end of the show. It's been awesome tonight, and we just want to kind of move forward and close this out. Brothers, I always like to call out the people who join us on the various media outlets. Before I do that, is any other notes and any thoughts you have you want to share with everybody in regards to something that might be coming up the rest of this week, anytime in the future?
I just want to say before I just move on, I think little brother Marvin is really beginning to be the top three on this show.
Yes, sir.
I feel like sometimes I just need to shut up and just listen. But I want to say this, little brother Miles. In respect of your statement about Alabama State University, I wouldn't care who come up in that hole. It could be Deion or it could be Neon. We going to set up and sing that, give me that hole.
Bama State.
We sing that shit like we win it or lose. Because we got that spirit. Yes, we got it, baby. Hot up.
Awesome, man. All right.
Ain't nothing like black college football.
Yes, sir. Got football.
My closing remarks, I want to send my prayers out to the Buffett family. Marvin Buffett was he was part of our basketball association. He was a clock person who died this past week, a couple of days ago, with COVID-19. I want to send prayers out to him, his wife, his family, and also another official of ours is in the hospital with COVID-19, but he's turning the corner. He's not out in the clear, but he's turning the corner. I want to send my prayers to Brother Marlon Reynolds. He's a member of the Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity, but he's a part of our Central Basketball Association. He's official for football and basketball. He also called baseball in the SWAC. And COVID has been hit him real hard. He's been in the hospital for a few days, still in the hospital on oxygen. I just want to send my prayers out to everyone that's been affected with COVID-19, and but especially prayers to Marvin Buffett and his family on the passing of one of our officials of Central Basketball.
Awesome, awesome, brother. I tell you, that's awesome. We got time for it.
Little Brother Harris, we give a prayer for him and thank God for him.
Yes, yes.
Approaching back to three steps forward and not two backwards. Brother Harris, keep coming, moving forward. We love you.
Don't grind, my brother. Our prayers are for all of those individuals that are in families that we continue to get better, speedy recovery to each and every one of you. And for those ones who lost loved ones, you know, our prayers that you come together and allow God to guide and keep you, because he's the one you should turn it over to, because he got you. And that's what it's all about. We have several people joining us on Facebook. We also have we have Carol Davis joining us. And thank you so much, Carol Davis, for joining us. It's in between Facebook and Instagram. She's joined us, and she's one of our listeners, and we appreciate her taking time for doing that. This is Tawana McNeely. Thank you so much. I'm Linda Davis of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Lissette St. James. Thank you, Lissette, as I said earlier. Lissette Tickett, she's the owner and founder and CEO of Inspire to Inspire, and she's doing a family clothing Christmas drive for those providing for a family. And if you want to make a donation, you can. You can just go to Lissette Tickett Facebook page, and she's a loyal listener, and we thank her for taking time. So she's doing something, and we want to continue to give her a shout out. So check out, because she inspired me to inspire. So that's what it's all about. Lissette Tickett, the CEO and founder of Inspire to Inspire, doing something for a family for Christmas, providing Christmas where they don't have a possibility of having some things. Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, behind the Mass Ministry. She's the CEO and founder. Thank you, Denise, so much for joining us. We have Mia Nicole Webon. Thank you so much for joining us. We have Akaris Patterson out of Lowndes County down there. Thank you, Akaris Patterson, for joining us. We have Dana Bowser. She's joining us out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We also have Lakita North Thomas. We have Stephanie Durrell joining us as well. And they teamed up, and they are watching us. Not teamed up, but they came in and said they are watching us. And thank you so much. It's been awesome being here tonight. And to the co-host, thank you so much for being here. And Brother Starworth, you know, all you got to wait, always ending it up. And we like for you to end it up like you normally do, my brother.
Thank you so very much again. It's a blessing to be able to share in, sometimes being controversial, also help you to learn things and challenge others. It's a brotherly thing, and it's a challenge. But as I always say, all of you, have a nice day. You take the day, and don't let the day take you.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you again, Brother Stoller, Brother Marvin. Thank you as well. And we just want you to make sure you love on your family members. You know, this is the last broadcast we're going to have to tell you, brothers, we're going to have until the new year. So we want everybody to enjoy the holidays. Christmas next week. And we want you to just
Merry
get ready
Christmas.
For Christmas. That's what we want to say. Merry Christmas to you, because that's what it's all. And definitely a happy new year. But love your family. Tell them you love. Virtually send out something and tell them, say, I love you so much. And thank you for being here through all these challenging time, and that's what our family is all about, and that's what our friends are all about. Hashtag be responsible. If you we want you to get a shirt now. We have our shirts, and we're going to make sure we get our shirts out to everybody that's interested in wearing and supporting us, especially during the holidays. It's a color of green, so we have all of our shows on the front, hashtag responsible. Then on the back, we have all the names of the cast. So we'd like for each and every one of you all to get your shirt. Send it to my email. That's LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com with your name, size, and a delivery address. And you will be getting that within the next 2 or 3 days if you get it to me tonight. Or DM me on Facebook. Just let me know. I need this size. And if you see, get one for your significant other, wife, whoever, send me the size, and I'll send both of them to you. You know, I try to get the cost of the delivery and the shipping. But you know what? If you want one, let me know, and I get it to you ASAP. We have those shirts available. Check us out. That's Talking Sports Plus, Talking Real, Tell the Truth. Dr. Lowe's show. We have we're coming with the Love Cafe. We have Balling with the Doc. All of them on there, and all the cast. Check us out tomorrow night, because we'll be on tomorrow. The Love Cafe will be on tomorrow. We're gonna talk about what do the lonely do during Christmas. How do you keep love going during the Christmas time? So I want you to make sure you check us out tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. That's 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We want you to be a part of it. We're gonna be talking some love. We want to make it do what it do. So what we need for you to make sure that you're a big part of this by putting in as much as you can. As you said, hashtag responsible. Others by putting it in by hashtag, you know, one life matter. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. And last but not least, as we go through our process, as I stroll down and find something that's going to get us going, music-wise, soon, just hold on 1 second. I'm going to get that holler out to everybody. I need to give a holler out soon as I can stroll down. Yeah, this one right here. I'm going to tell you, I want you here tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, because it's happy holiday season. Tell somebody you love them, because I'm going to tell you that I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night, and I'm looking forward to having you tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And it's all about moving your body.
Come here, shorty.
Come on now.
Back it up right over here. Back it up right over here. Right there. Don't move. Okay, back. Thank you, got a body, baby. How you doing?
Who's that lady?